Welcome to the third mitzvah, mitzvah gimel, the mitzvah not to eat the gid hanoshe. What is the gid hanoshe? Inside the thigh of an animal, there's a certain gid. A gid in English is called a sinew. In simple English, what that means, it's like a connecting cord, connecting internally different things. The gid inside the thigh of the animal is osur ba'achila. We are not allowed to eat it. Mishoyrish ha-mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, we should have a constant reminder about the battle which took place when the Tzaroi Shel Esav, that Malach, attacked Yaakov Avinu and was fighting against Yaakov Avinu, and he wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu. At the end, was the Malach Matzliach to kill him? No. The most he was able to do was injure him, to pain him, by hitting him in his thigh. Yaakov Avinu got hit in the thigh, and his thigh got moved from its spot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this mitzvah not to eat the Gid HaNoshe, to always remember that battle, because the outcome of that battle was that Yaakov Avinu had a refuah shleima. Yaakov Avinu had the light of the sun heal him. He totally got healed by that shemesh. So too, this is merames to us, that as bitter as the galus is going to be, as much as Klal Yisrael might suffer from the zera of Esav, no matter how hard the galus could get, the goyim will never be matzliach to kill us out. No matter how much suffering we're going to go through, it will never end up in our destruction. There will be a Yeshua for us. The Gula Shlema will come. Our suffering will end. We will be zoicha to see Mashiach. And through being mechazik ourselves every time, by not eating the Gid HaNoshe, we are strengthening our belief in Yeshua Kroiv Lavoi. The simen for this mitzvah is going to be the word Gid, mitzvah gimel, Gid, both start with the gimel. And the simen, b'toich simen, is going to be that the gimel of Gid will stand for the word galus, because this mitzvah of not eating the Gid HaNoshe is giving us moedik achizik in our galus, to remember that just like Yaakov Avinu had a Yeshua, so too we will have a Yeshua. The Yud will stand for Yerech, because which gid is the gid we're not allowed to eat? It's the gid which is inside the thigh, the yerech. And the dalid is going to stand for daigod nish. Do not have daigis. Do not have worries. Being mechazik us, not to worry, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely send us our Yeshua.